This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Carlisle Elementary School in Pueblo is closed after a special district board meeting yesterday. The emergency closure comes after a safety report listed problems with the school's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, as well as storm damage to its roof. The district estimates the repairs could cost upwards of $25 million. Carlisle's nearly 200 students will move to another school in the district. The eastbound lanes of Interstate 70 north of downtown Denver will shut down tonight. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
CDOT is nearly finished rebuilding a 3-mile stretch of I-70 between Colorado Boulevard and Quebec Street. But first, it has to shut down all eastbound lanes between Brighton Boulevard and I-270 starting tonight. Crews will lay the final layer of pavement before the road reopens Monday morning. CDOT plans to do the same thing with the westbound lanes next weekend. The work is part of a massive billion-dollar expansion of Interstate 70 that is scheduled to wrap up late next year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And the creation of a new center devoted to horror movies is back on track in Estes Park. Colorado's Economic Development Office gave its okay on Thursday. The Gazette reports the state approved $46 million in sales tax rebate incentives for the center 6 years ago, but the project mostly stalled during the pandemic. The Stanley Film Center will be near the Stanley Hotel, which inspired Stephen King's book, The Shining. This is CPR News and KRCC.